From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Nate causing concern that it could be the latest storm to damage the already hurricane-ravaged U.S. currently. It's moving toward the central Gulf of Mexico with maximum sustained winds of 130 kilometers per hour. John Bel Edwards is lieutenant governor of the U.S. state of Louisiana, which is already preparing for the brunt of Nate.
We are monitoring this storm with H hour being 2000 hours or 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, because that's when we need to be ready. Once it gets dark, things are much more difficult. And so we're asking people to make sure that they are fully ready and prepared where they want to be and in the proper posture by 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
North Korea might be preparing to conduct another missile test.
Pyongyang is said to be preparing a long-range missile test in the near future, which it believes can reach the west coast of the United States. That's according to Russian lawmaker Anton Morozov, who was quoted by RIA news agency on Friday after reportedly returning from a visit to North Korea, though he didn't specify which officials had given him the information. According to a US official, there have been signs Pyongyang could be planning a missile test on or around October 10, the anniversary of the founding of the ruling Korean Workers' Party, and a day after the Columbus Day holiday in the US. But they also cautioned Pyongyang hasn't staged launches despite indications that it would in the past. Tensions over North Korea have ramped up in recent weeks since Pyongyang staged a series of missile tests and had a heated exchange of tough rhetoric with Washington.
That's Reuters' Samantha Vadas. This is VOA News. Las Vegas police say that they still have no motive for their shooter, who killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week. In a news conference Friday afternoon, the undersheriff, Kevin McMahill, told reporters police are still searching for clues as to why Stephen Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. McMahill said that police have no indication anyone else was in the hotel room while Paddock was firing. Still, Thursday, Las Vegas police said that they did find the car they'd been looking for as part of the investigation into the deadly shooting. The U.S. military said Friday that a fourth American soldier was killed during an attack by suspected Islamist militants this week in Niger. Military officials said the soldier disappeared after a deadly ambush on Wednesday during a joint U.S.-Niger patrol near Mali. They said the soldier's body was found by Nigerian forces Friday after an extensive search. Information on a fourth soldier was not announced earlier because of an extensive search that went underway. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal, according to media reports.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
Mr. Trump will declare it is not in the U.S. national security interest to certify the 2015 deal that Washington reached with Iran and five other countries. The move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress would decide whether to reimpose some or all of the economic sanctions that had been lifted as part of the agreement. In the U.S. national security interest, they also say that Iran is abiding by the terms of the deal, and assertions echoed by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The World Health Organization reports that 900,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine are expected to arrive in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Saturday. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is set to begin Tuesday, October 10th. More than 500,000 Rohingya refugees have fled violence in Myanmar since August 25th, but they are at risk of getting cholera. Conditions in the squalid, overcrowded makeshift settlement in Cox's Bazar are perfect for an outbreak of the fatal disease. Cholera is spread by contaminated drinking water, unsafe food, and poor sanitary conditions. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.